written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
There's a special feeling in the air this time of year. It's a feeling that reminds us of the bonds we share with family, sweet memories from days long past, and the spirit of giving back to our loved ones. It's something I value more than anything during the holidays. This is the year I'd like to reach out and extend that feeling to our listeners, and especially to Doug and Don Newsom. On November 9, 2018, a fire broke out in the area of Paradise, California, and spread over the next few weeks all the way down to Malibu Beach, which is over 400 miles away from the Paradise area. BBS Radio and the homes of Doug and Don were lost forever. Everything was gone, and I mean everything. As the twins and their family ran for their lives, the intense flames enveloped and burned, taking the entire town of Paradise, as well as much of the surrounding area, with them. Devastating can hardly describe what those souls went through. Though it is difficult to understand sometimes how God works and why such things have to be endured, it was another growing experience for many people involved. Magic began to weave its spell. And the support and love of thousands of our listeners, hosts, and most of all the twins began to flow. A GoFundMe page was created to rebuild the station for BBS Radio to continue. Through determination, dedication, and hard work, and loving donations, Don and Doug were able to rebuild the station within about 30 days. And we are back on the air tonight. For the first time since the event occurred, it's time to have a party here at Let's Find Out, and Frank St. James and I invite you to join us. Call in, tell us your Christmas magic, and share and ask your questions about the coming year of 2019. This is a testament to overcoming all that divides us. When presented with stories about the challenges of all of us face, BBS Radio speaks as a unified whole. We are all individual parts of creation with conscious thought, dedication, and will. Yet we have come together in solidarity to offer you support in these very confusing times. Many are burdened with what has been happening in the world. It is most difficult because we here at BBS, and you as our listeners, know the value and importance of working together to maintain an optimal environment for all humans and living creatures on Earth. So here we are, unified, bigger, stronger, and better than before, to give you news, information, and keys to open your hearts and learn that a unified way for humans does exist. As we come together, we find that we all may have differences of opinion, but as we discuss diverse ideas, a greater wisdom emerges through collective and respective dialogue. That is why this holiday season, Let's Find Out, Frank St. James and I are wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And we join in with BBS Radio to thank you for this special gift of appreciation that came from all of you, the BBS Radio hosts and listeners. We're back. Let's party. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Frank, do you want to wish them well?
I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And like this, a new start for everybody. These things happened, and there's always a reason for some of it, and some of it is not. But It's moving on, and it's sometimes just getting rid of, you know, we get complacent sometimes.
Old karma.
And we need, yeah, and the karma comes in and lets us know this is that's not a place to be. And so we're on a new adventure, and God bless us.
It's going to be great. And guess what? We've got Don and Doug with us tonight. Hi, guys.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. And thank you for inviting me on the show. And my brother, what a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's wonderful to hear you. Well, we certainly tip our hats to you guys. This is fabulous. And we're going to be talking a little bit about 2019. But just knowing that you're there in the background taking care of us is wonderful.
It's just a pleasure to have a show like yours on the network. We love you, Elizabeth. You're what BBS Radio is about. So it's an honor and a pleasure. So thank you. Thank you.
And you know, the good news is the hosts also, I know, help support you. And Mark sends his love and Sharon sends her love. Sharon is my numerology girl and Mark does our wonderful astrology. He's going to be on next week, Mark Dodish. So we're all behind you guys and we're repairing and renewing and building. It's going to be even better than before.
Thank you. You know, with what's been shown to Doug and I as possible, we truly believe that because 30 days ago from the date we started back broadcasting, we were dust. I mean, everything was dust. And now we're back up and running. And I would have never believed it's possible. It's a miracle. And when you know, we needed it, you and your audience and others had stepped right up to the plate, stepped right up and said, here you go. And then we increased our maximum an extra 5,000, and bam, there it was. And Doug and I just overwhelmed with gratitude, truly, because it just... It means the world to us to want to have this in business and to know you want us in business and that we're doing what we always set out to do, improve others' lives with information from all walks of life. And we're just really eternally grateful, eternally grateful. And we thank you.
You know what I loved about it, too? Don, I loved the listeners and how all of them pitched in. And they didn't have to.
They did.
But they did, and we got it going. So, Frank, are you there?
The listeners are a powerful, powerful thing. When they get together, they make miracles happen.
It creates a unity, and a unification is like David and Goliath, but even more so, don't you think?
Right. That creates a resonance. Right.
Right. Right. Good energy. Frank.
Yes.
Are you ready with telling us a little bit about what might be coming in 2019? What do you see?
Well, I see even though this year has gone through a lot of chaos, and it's interesting how both sides have been using the media. I think that... I kind of feel as the political view goes, it's show me now. It's show me, not just going after somebody. But what have you done for us? I think that's going to be a big topic for the political field in the future. And I think there are more of them, the more they're going to be under a microscope.
That's good.
Say, well, you know, that's one thing.
Well, I think that's good.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's good, and I also think that we're going to have some big changes by March. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast New Year's night, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and we'll be doing my predictions, and there's quite a few of them, and I will be explaining the changes that are coming next year, beginning in March. March is going to be one of those months, Frank. Just like everything else. Now, what do you think about the market? I know you have some expertise with the market.
Well, my expertise was in the commodity trading, and overall, my ex-partner unfortunately passed a few years ago, just the way they use. To manipulate the market, you don't know if that's a bad thing going down. the way it is, because other small business and other are still flourishing. So it's still a lot to do with politics. I don't feel that we're going to go into any kind of a deep recession. I just feel it's slowly coming back. I mean, there's a lot of companies now that are using more and more the computer robotics, artificial intelligence.
I think that's going to be really big this year. I think we'll be using a lot more. And the drones are going to be out there more this next year. I had a one of my favorite clients in Texas said that that he thought that the deep states manipulate the market, and that they don't want the little ones to get too wealthy. So when it starts to happen, they sell, and then they turn around and they buy it low to make more.
Oh, of course. And that's the way it's always been. They always take
really
it down.
They're really showing themselves this time.
Yeah. Well, I think some investors are not going to go with their emotions, as a lot of times they do, especially the small ones, because when I was a commodities trading advisor, I mean, somebody would invest $5,000, and someone would be calling almost every day. You know, and it didn't make any sense. They were just, you know, someone said something and gave an analysis. And it a lot of times it's proven that a lot of these so-called specialists that give analysis are completely wrong. I've even heard them say that there's really nobody to go by.
Well, you know, what I think is going to happen with us is that we are getting new bodies over the next few years, and everything's going to become easier. And I also think that some of the strain and stress that we'll be going through in 2019 will help us learn to listen and communicate and respect each other. Because it's okay to have a difference of opinion, but it's not okay to get so mad about it you won't talk to your neighbor. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James. We would love you to call in and ask a question. The number to call is 888-429-5471. Again, the number to call to ask a question on Let's Find Out is 888-429-5471. Now, Frank, we're going to be doing some 2019 world changes and new adjustments. And I was talking to you the other day about the change of world leaders. What do you see with that?
I see certain countries like Syria. Syria's are not going to be put together in this time. Mm-hmm. And there are a few others. There's three different types of countries. They make too much money in war. There's too much money being made, and they don't want to make solutions. So, again, we come into collateral damage, unfortunately. We have our main countries, which is about five of them, that really dictate the other countries. There are countries that we tap for cheap labor. They don't change. The middle countries that are fairly successful sometimes, and there's a lot of, as we can see, France, chaotic. We see that socialism really isn't working. They have to get the money from somehow. And just taxing people is not going to do it. There's somebody's got to pay for that. And we've seen a lot of that, those countries now coming back and protesting the way they are.
Of course, we have a lot of the migrants and everything. But, you know, that tsunami today was a little bit astounding to me, because I had made the prediction about a tsunami in Indonesia. I told you last summer, Frank, if you remember, and also about the Alaskan earthquake. We had a light one, but I think we're going to have an even heavier one. So we've got, the earth is regurgitating. I think the earth is not happy with the way we've treated her, and it's just going to show us who's boss. Don't you think so?
Well, I think every few hundred years, she starts to shake the fleas off of her, you know, I see a lot of the, a good 30-35% of changes coming up are because of the earthquakes, and especially the cities by the sea consistently big trouble. Even Manhattan. And I had predicted a huge storm for hitting Long Island.
In February.
Yeah.
It's coming in February.
And I don't like it. I really don't this year. Especially, there could be two. It could be almost a back-to-back.
Maybe you're feeling it come right across the country. I think it's going to start in Colorado and really go right across the country all the way up to Maine.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of it's our fault. But I just think the earth has a definite cycle that, and I don't like San Francisco again either.
You hear that, Newsom twins, you got to get out, but they are. They're going to go to Texas.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to Texas. You know, Austin is supposed to be safe, and for some reason it's magnetizing higher vibrationary people and a lot of nice music. And then we have the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia and parts of, I don't know about Virginia Beach. I know Edgar Casey said that was safe, but I'm not sure. You know, Frank, it was something like 90 degrees in the North Pole last week. And the water is melting like crazy. And even Greenland has had trouble, because Greenland is an island and it's starting to get loose and break away, or some of the icebergs are around it.
Well, the Aleutian Islands, they got the most earthquakes in active volcanoes up in Alaska than in the whole world. So we're going to keep seeing things changing.
And this tsunami gave no warning, because I understand the volcano that erupted was under the ocean. And I remember a long time ago writing that there would be a volcano erupting between New Zealand and Australia that would start the beginning of major earth changes. And I think this is it. I really do. But we're not here to scare you. We are here to try to find love. And the best thing to know is that all of the people that have been downloading and trying to get to a higher level and raise their vibrations have been successful. And as we enter 2019, your vibration is going to increase even more. I want you all to understand that you're not limited to the astral plane. This energy called the double helix comes from beyond the galaxy. It comes from space or the universal energies. It's not anybody's name. It's not anybody's constellation or planet. It's pure energy. And as it comes through your body and gives you the messages, they're the messages that you can rely on. And, you know, you talk about following your gut reaction. It's always correct to follow your gut reactions. Don't you think, Frank?
Well, always. I think that... along with these changes, it's actually changing the way people think.
Raising the consciousness.
Like you lose all your possessions. I mean, at that moment, you feel bad. But then you start to realize you don't need a lot of things. You start cutting down. You pay more attention to people. To relationships,
right. Sure.
Rather than just gaining some great looking car that they can show off.
And you know, the wonderful part about it is that was proven when these guys went through their tragedies and we all got together and helped them rebuild it. It's amazing feat. It's funny. I got a little saying that came to me today, and I wanted to share that with everybody because everybody doesn't like change. And I'm telling you, 2019 is a year of change as well as a year of money, financial struggles, in the point that the nations are struggling for who's going to have power. The market should be pretty good. With Jupiter and Sag, I think it will recover, like Frank said. But remember this. When the pain of not change becomes greater than the pain of change, you will make the change. And that's kind of like letting the universe guide you. You know how people get frozen in fear and they can't make changes, Frank? I think you went through that a while ago. But then all of a sudden you decide to make the change and the universe comes in and helps you do it.
Well, I've noticed over the years, I've had to, like Don, I had a house fire, and I lost all memorabilia that I had.
Yeah, that's what they did.
And within 6 months, I got a bigger house. And I got away from a certain area that wasn't really conducive for me anyway. So,
you had a fresh new start.
You're right.
And the universe took care of it. And that's what happens when you surrender. Instead of getting mad and bitter with road rage or whatever you people are doing, you relax and breathe into it and say, so be it. So be it. I don't understand, but so be it. And I'm open to what next. And then the universe opens up for you and brings you wonderful magic. And this is the season for magic. This should be a very good Christmas season and holiday season for those that are celebrating, especially with family, because we have the moon in Cancer and we had a full moon last night and the energies are still here with us. And to have the moon in Cancer at Christmas or any kind of family celebration is always good.
And it's also real estate. It's all,
that's
you
right.
know, it's, and those kinds of changes. I've done a lot of readings with fairly young people in their 20s, mm-hmm. and they're optimistic about doing creative things, working, so I see some changes that way. I think there's a lot of opportunities that are opening up, and it's just a matter of putting the phone down and turning the TV off and getting out there and doing it.
And the other thing is to don't stick to the old job just because you've done it all your life. Be open to new ways of expression and be open to talents within you that you may not have perfected yet. Right, Frank? I know
you made it.
What, you were a trumpet player, then you were a detective and you're a reader and you work with the police and you also do ghost hunting and ghost busting. You do a lot of things.
Well, you keep looking for things that are different techniques that open up something else. And I've been lucky to meet a lot of talented people doing unique things like yourself and people that expose me to possibilities. And then, a good half of them really work. And then I embellish on that. But there are people out there that are, I think there's a lot of young people that astound me. And they're doing something. I always encourage them. I said, do it. Do it.
And young people are thinking of all kinds of new ways, all kinds. They see things differently than us old folk. They see things differently, and they have different ideas. And instead of saying, oh, that won't work, I never tried that, just listen and let them try it or demonstrate it. Right, Frank?
Yeah. Well, Saturn and Venus returns provoke change. And I see people around 40. I talk to them. They said, you know, I can't do my job anymore. I don't even like the people there.
Well, that's always a sign of change. And if you keep thinking that way, you will change, whether it's your choice or not.
Right.
So the best thing to do when that happens is to say to yourself, I'm done with this job and I'm open to the universe and I welcome my new job with good remuneration and I'm ready to say goodbye here. Instead of getting angry, if you could just do that affirmation, that really helps.
Yeah. And it's respecting your own feelings. And there's always a balance in life. If it's not balanced, if it's too much negativity, then let's pump the get rid of some of that. So there is a balance. There's always going to be some negativity.
If you meditate, you can bring your body into balance, especially if you work the new chakras. Right. And the book I wrote, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, is on Amazon.com, and that will help you. Frank, I'd like to ask you your phone number so people could call and ask you for a reading. Frank is wonderful with cross-world readings, and he's also wonderful with finding lost people and lost objects. What's your phone number, Frank?
It's 862-684-1904.
So, Don, are you there?
Yes, I am. And
he is. We're going to pass the cookies, the Christmas cookies and the wonderful punch, because we're having a party. And I think it's time to go into the break. So I think that Frank, Don, Doug, and I are going to go have a little snacking. And we'll be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of December 24th through December 31st, 2018. This week brings us two minor upsets and a last-minute sign change on New Year's Eve. There's a tricky Mercury-Neptune square on Monday the 24th that can distort and confuse conversations. If your deliveries are late or delayed, expect some problems. On Christmas Eve, transportation planet Mercury makes a challenge to Neptune. Be aware and careful of both drunk drivers and drivers who just are not paying attention. Perhaps it's best to stay in if there's bad weather. Although there's a minor mental and transportation challenge on Christmas Eve, the moon is in hard opening Leo on Christmas Day, and that makes everything upsetting burn away with the Moon-Jupiter fire trine. There should be no unpleasant with this warmth coming from the universe, and that promises a happy celebration. For shoppers on the 26th, the moon is in her quiet void of course phase in the morning hours. Astrology generally suggests avoiding important purchases or taking important actions when the moon is not making relationships to other planets. If you must shop in those hours, be sure to save your receipts. The rest of the week is pretty easy with a social Libra moon on Friday and Saturday. Friday afternoon has a gentle relationship between the planet Venus and, going into the deeper levels, Pluto. This is a great time to go into deep emotional levels in your significant relationships. Perhaps it's even time to get a bit closer. Saturday the 29th brings us a quick sun-moon square that could increase your tensions and stress levels, but it passes by quickly. New Year's Eve includes an emotionally intense Scorpio moon with aggressive Mars moving into physical Aries, which will get everyone moving. Great time to have a party. Opening your mind up to spiritual mindedness is a good thing to do under this planetary aspect. Accept all of our many blessings from above, and know that although this energy cannot be seen, it does exist for sure. As the clock strikes midnight, take a moment to remember and reflect all of the people and experiences that have touched and warmed your heart over the past 12 months. Mentally send each one a warm and loving thank you. That includes you, Max. This is Elizabeth Joyce wishing everyone love, peace, and abundance, as well as safety, as we welcome in 2019. Happy New Year! This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to our Christmas party with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There is no Christmas like a home Christmas with your dad and mother, sis and brother there. With their hearts humming at your homecoming and that merry Yuletide spirit. Ringing loud and strong, follow them, follow them. You've been away too long. There is no Christmas like a home Christmas, for that's the time of year all roads lead home.
I just love to hear the old songs, and That song was so popular when I was a little girl. And you know what? They have a new commercial out this year, and they're playing it again. Do you like Perry Como?
I love Perry Como. I used to watch his show every day, every week.
Yeah, Perry Como and Andy Williams. They were wonderful.
Oh, Andy Williams. Major influence in my life when I was singing.
Yeah, you know? Of course. Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on with Frank St. James. And we did ask you to call in and ask a question, but I guess everybody's too busy shopping. The number to call is 888-429-5471. And we have a few more moments. But I did want you to talk a little bit about letting go, entering 2019, and about forgiveness and letting go of the fear of moving forward, because we are going to have a lot of challenges this next year.
There's always... there's always opportunity in chaos, and it's just using common sense. Keep yourself calm, work through it, listen to both sides, listen to information that's coming in. We're going to be, and I go along with Elizabeth, this is big changes this year. And a lot of people are going to get opportunities that they haven't had before.
And it's going to expand them, them and uplift them.
If you're in a career that you can get, expand your career, it's the perfect time to do it. The way the planets are lining up, it's, you're going to change, you're going to look at, you might even look at relationships a little different and stop being in, some people stop being so much into themselves and listen to the other person. You're missing an opportunity a lot of times in a decent relationship, you know.
And I also think that the negative relationships that have really been separate for a long time are going to fall apart, and they're going to go their own ways. So I think that that's going to be coming too. And that's good, because that gives you a chance to renew. It gives you a chance to shake off negative energy, because when two people, you know, are tired of each other, or when two people aren't getting along, whether it's a roommate, a husband, a wife, or kids, it's best to part and give some air to the newness of living differently.
Yeah, it all comes down again to common sense. Why destroy the family? You're not getting along. Respectfully, if you have to separate, respectfully do it. If you've got children, especially. Too often we're looking at people that... their egos are out of whack, and they're blaming everything on the other person.
And they're not taking responsibility. But the thing to do always is to do things with love, not with hurt or intimidation. Just say, okay, it's not working, goodbye. Or, gee, I think you're terrific, I'm coming over, you know. It'd be that way too, Frank.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to this age without making mistakes. And I can look back and see where instead of getting angry at the other person, I usually do that, but a disappointment, it's it takes two. It takes two people, both sides. Something's going on. And, you know, the seven-year itch is interesting, because quite a few people said, well, I was married 28 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 4 7-year itches. Or I've been married 21. I'm not really happy, but I did have the kids, and I'm going to stick it out until, you know.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. But you
know, he hits me over the head with a pumpkin.
with all this energy that we've talked about that might be a little bit depressing, we have a beautiful new form of reality coming. And I think it's nice to understand about the expansion of the planet. And reality is shifting to higher and higher multi-dimensions. And people aren't going to be able to stay in their anger. They're just not, without having some kind of a physical repercussion. Conscious awareness is increasing day by day. And if you shift gears and let your consciousness ascend into higher, faster frequencies, the old methods and the old decay will rust away. If you start your meditation practice, and you know I tell people to listen to Ardas by the Crimson Series all the time. If you start doing that, your subtle senses will activate and will get into process and will start getting used to the new phenomena within your enhanced multidimensional body. And this is what's coming. And we're going to be developing this part of our humanness over the next 7 to 10 years. And I'm excited about it. Aren't you, Frank?
I am. And I really want to see comedy come back. Everybody keeps complaining. Nobody is funny. You know, I mean,
they're all terrible. You know, they're doing the reruns of Carol Burnett and Red Skelton and Bob Hope. Red Skelton was just, he didn't do much. He just ran around the stage. You know, he didn't talk much. He was just a riot. I don't remember if you remember Ed Wynn, but Ed Wynn was wonderful, too.
Oh, sure.
And of course, Candice Bergen's father was Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. That was good humor.
That was funny. I mean, they had funny things going on, but they weren't abusive with their comedy. And that's what's turning people up. People are so tired of that, you know. I love the dialogue like Johnny Carson and a few others that came on and
Penny
you
Young
know
and,
yeah but you know I'd like to see that. You know, I was saying to my wife, to both of us, that gee, I really like to laugh. And when you looking at all those old Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners
and Mary Tyler Moore,
they were funny. But they were, you know, they weren't abusive.
What they were doing was showing what happens to us in life that we can laugh, you know, like tripping over the couch or falling backwards or making a mistake and being late to a party. It was just funny stuff. And nothing was sexual and nothing was foul-mouthed.
No.
You didn't need it.
Sid Caesar and the Gene Coca.
You know,
they have
the Sid Caesar with a beanie cap. That's when he wanted to break the sound barrier. And he used the beanie cap. That routine is in the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. And it is the funniest thing. By the way, speaking about Washington, D.C., Frank, how long do you think the shutdown will last?
I didn't get that one.
I said, how long do you think the government shutdown will be lasting?
I don't feel more than maybe by next Wednesday. If that long.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but that would be good. I don't think Congress comes back until the 12th of January.
Yeah. Well,
I know that the Supreme Court just issued an injunction against the demand, so maybe they're going to try and break it up.
Well, there's no problem with health care and everything else. That's all been taken care of.
It's the national parks and it's the guys that are doing Homeland Security.
Yeah. Yeah.
That have to work. But anyway, here we are. We're at the end of the show, and I'd like you to say your phone number one more time.
It's 862-684-1904. And I am a psychic, and I am a medium, so we can contact loved ones and friends also during the readings.
And it's a wonderful thing to do over the holidays is to have a crossover reading with Frank St. James. You can order that on my website, new-visions.com. Go to Psychic Services, and Frank has his own page there. And that's how you can also reach him. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our Christmas show, and we are going to go out with a wonderful meditation. We have Love is the Answer by Elizabeth Hepburn. We have Judy Garland singing Merry Little Christmas. The meditation is Then Peace Begins. And we end with the United States Army Field Band and Elizabeth Hepburn singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. And of course, we finish with Richard Shulman. We can live together in peace. I'll see you next week. Good night. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide.
And now it's time for the meditation. Sit in a comfortable chair, both feet flat on the floor with your legs uncrossed. Or you can lie down on the bed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Whatever makes you comfortable. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Put your right hand over your heart. Take another deep breath and melt into the words as you listen. An open heart, an open mind, just being kind, and peace begins. We change the world in subtle ways, a word of praise, and peace begins. Don't look for peace in foreign lands. It happens here, where we are living. And all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth. We play it fair. We learn to care, and peace begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile. We talk a while, and love begins. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow, and then renew it. Our handshake is our guarantee. We try to find, when tension rises, a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving wins. Then all the blame and all the fears will disappear, and peace begins. Forget the past and let it go. Then love can grow and peace begins. When trouble comes, we stand aside. Let love abide and peace begins. We make our choices every day. When love is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you. It's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, then peace will come, because it's true. Loving wins. Without a sound, the battle's done. The war is won, and peace begins. Merry Christmas, everyone. And now, sit, take a deep breath, and listen to the music of Richard Schulman.
Mm-hmm.